USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. The teen who allegedly used a shotgun and a revolver to kill 10 people at his high school in Texas yesterday spared the people he liked during the deadly rampage, according to a court document. 17-year-old Dimitrios Pagorchis has reportedly cooperated with police. He told an investigator he acted alone. 9 students and 1 teacher were killed. At least 10 others were injured. Senator Ted Cruz attended last night's prayer vigil.
None of us knows why there's evil in the world, but this community has seen it.
Authorities later found explosive devices in and near the school, but none were functional. Tyler Turner, a student, says his friend saw the gunman with a shotgun.
He saw the kid walking down the hall, and he looked suspicious and whatnot, like he said he had a gun or something. So he ran. He went down the hall, like walking, you know, casually, didn't want him to know. And then he pulled the fire alarm, so we all went outside. And then we heard 3 shots.
Included among the dead, a substitute teacher and an exchange student from Pakistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now. Now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
One person was killed, another was injured in a shooting outside a high school graduation ceremony in the greater Atlanta area Friday. It happened in the school parking lot once the ceremony had ended. An argument had broken out among those attending graduation at the Perry Learning Center, which prepares students for careers as an alternative to traditional high schools. More than 100 people were killed yesterday when a commercial airliner crashed shortly after takeoff from Cuba's main airport near Havana. That according to the Cuban state-run media. There are reports that 3 or 4 people were pulled alive from that wreckage. This week's Democratic Weekly Address comes from Ohio Congresswoman and House Ag Committee member Marcia Fudge. She discusses the party's opposition to the GOP farm bill that failed in the House of Representatives Friday. Representative Fudge says Democrats oppose the bill's cuts
because it doesn't do enough to strengthen rural communities. It adds barriers to delivery of rural broadband. It fails to adequately fund scholarships or development programs for the next generation of leaders.
This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
I, Harry, take you, Meghan.
To be my wife.
To be my wife.
With vows exchanged.
And forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live.
I will.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex hit the streets of Windsor, traveling about town in a horse-drawn carriage. Kate Conley, who's from Boston, says she and her friends had to attend, just as they did when older brother William married Kate Middleton.
We were just as excited about Kate, you know. I mean, it's cool that it's an American, and that's different, and that adds another level. But, you know, I just think that we don't have a royal family, and, you know, it's just exciting and fun, and, you know, the pomp and everything. It's a blast.
Queen Elizabeth II provided a lunchtime reception for the 600 guests at St. George's Hall in Windsor Castle. Larry Kudlow, President Trump's top economic advisor, says China is giving in to some U.S. trade demands.
They're showing us some substance, and that's a sign of respect. It's a constructive approach. And I think, you know, that's the biggest issue. It's good. We're moving in the right direction.
He says China offered to reduce its trade surplus with the U.S. by at least $200 billion in talks to head off a possible trade war. A $200 billion reduction in the U.S. trade gap with China by 2020 was on a list of demands the Trump administration made earlier this month as Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin led a delegation to Beijing. That mission left with little common ground with China and reports emerging of infighting among U.S. officials. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.